Brendan Iambadejo, Ravens linebacker, special teams captain, is our guest tonight on Ravens One-on-One. And, Brendan, special teams have been such a vital role for this team this year. And up till Sunday in Washington, it had been a success story with no noticeable downside. And then in overtime, the punt return that sets up the game-winning field goal for the Redskins. That had to be an absolute crushing blow for someone like you who takes such pride in his work.
Yeah, on that play, I actually got dirt in my eye. You know, I was running down there to cover the kick, and I got dirt in my eye. I've been playing football for 20-something years. Never had dirt in my eye during a play, and that's kind of what it felt like during the play. It's like, you know, we had a special teams unit that's been playing extremely well, number two special teams unit in the NFL, and it kind of gave us a little black eye on that one. So I guess you give some and you get some. In that game, you know, we got it, but we've given it in the past, and we've won some games on special teams. Just go back to the first Pittsburgh game, and we got that punt return, and that was the difference in the game. But I think you'll see a lot more contributions on the special teams, a lot more games that we're actually going to win because of special teams than we're going to lose this year.
Well, we've seen it this year already. With Ravens have had 8 games settled by a field goal. You've won 5 of those, and special teams have had a big impact on that. We've seen a fake punt. We've seen a fake field goal for a touchdown. We saw you guys go into a fake punt formation Sunday. We're seeing the special teams being executed as truly a third of the total picture for the Ravens. Is this the most diverse special teams group you've been a part of here?
Well, absolutely. I think the difference maker is Jacoby Jones. He's something that we haven't had in the past, and also Justin Tucker with his abilities to kick the ball and the confidence that we have in him. But in the past, we didn't have a player like Jacoby, but we've had the same system the last 5 years that we've been here. All the same fakes, do all the same things that we've always done. But now you're actually seeing us being able to utilize the fakes and utilize everything that we have because the types of players that we have on the team. We finally have the key components that we need to execute our special teams unit to actually take advantage of other teams' weaknesses. And in the past, we had it before, but we couldn't necessarily call it, or, you know, a lot of times teams don't give us the look, so we can, a lot of those, they're called, and you have to have a certain look, and we'll audible out of it or whatever. So I can't give all of our secrets away.
Exactly. Just the framework.
But I think the most important part is the players, and now we have the right players to actually get it done.
The hardest thing in any NFL season for any NFL team is getting all of the right pieces in place at the right time. For much of your time here, this has been a defensive franchise. For most of the Ravens' history, it's been a defense-first franchise. This year, with the losses in free agency and then the injuries to Terrell Suggs, and then Ray Lewis, Lardarius Webb, Jimmy Smith, this is not a defense that has the personnel stacking it once did. How difficult is it to look in the standings and in the rankings and see the Ravens are not a top 5 defense, they're not a top 10 defense, or does that matter to the players?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters to us. Definitely it's a blow to Ray, and Ray's been here throughout that whole period of time and all the things that he's accomplished on that defense. But the NFL's changing, the league is changing. Now it's a quarterback's league. And you're seeing teams that have the best quarterback is the team that's usually going to win the national championship. It's usually going to win the Super Bowl. So Ray wants us to be, and we want to be the best defense that we can be, but we also don't bury our heads in the stats. If you minus the last 2 games and you do look at the statistics, we have been the best defense in the NFL over the last 5 games. Actually, just minus the Redskins game, I think you go back the last 5 games, we've been the best defense. So, I mean, you can pick and kind of get the results that you want. If you massage the stats the right way, you can kind of find the results that you want to get. But at the end of the day, the only statistic that matters is winning and losing, and we're here to win a championship. So whatever it takes to do that, we're going to do it.
And December has been a strength since John Harbaugh arrived. 14-7 in December, one of the best records in the NFL. For the first time since he has arrived, you have a losing streak in December, and albeit 2 very important games that could have clinched the division title. Just like you can massage the stats to make yourself feel good, when you look at the results the last 2 weeks, at everything you had on the line, how do you maintain team confidence knowing that you've still got a huge challenge in front of you this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's easy, actually. If you just take it game by game and you look at what other teams have done in the past, you know, whether it's looking at Green Bay or looking at last year's Giants going 9-7 and winning the championship, you can't be discouraged. You know, we're still in first place. We're not falling off the fiscal cliff or anything here. Everything's going to be okay. We're in first place in our division. We have a firm grasp of that. We go ahead and win next week. Or if we win out, then we can still be the number 2 seed. So we're in a good position. There's no time to panic. We're going to be okay. And teams have done, you know, a lot more than we've done. You know, whether we've gone 13-3 or 12-4, teams have gone 9-7 and won the Super Bowl, and we haven't been able to do that, you know, the last 5 years. Even though we think we're the best team in the NFL over the last 5 years, if you look at the big picture, but you know.
But isn't the bigger question, are you the best team in the NFL over the next 5 weeks?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If a team can do it at 9-7, and right now we're nine and four, and you know that's still all within our grasp. So there's. You take it 1 week at a time, and we'll see where we go. But we're still a very confident football team.
Brendan Iambidejo is our guest. You're listening to Ravens One-on-One.